opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Engineer Robbie, God bless you, man. Listen, we on www.mikebroadcastdtv.com. This is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we're glad in it. God is good, worthy to be praised. Also, welcome to Mike Live. Also, we're here again as we are every single Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And we continue to talk about Kingdom Truths. Welcome to the Mike Radio Show here at www.mikebroadcastdtv.com. And also, we're on Mike Live. I've been already on Mike Live and talking about the wisdom of Ehud. And I've been showing many of you watching of the wisdom you need to navigate yourself in today's society. I've been speaking a lot for wisdom for leaders. And sometimes I think whatever you just did, cut that back to whatever. It sounds kind of muffled. What you just did. What did you just do? It sounds better the other way. Yeah, right. That's better. Yeah. And a lot of times, we tell the devil too much. Do it again. Go back. Whatever you did, leave it alone. That's good right there. A lot of times we sometimes give the devil too much information. We tell people too much stuff, and they can always see you coming. The best way to knock out a heavyweight champion is him not to see the left hook coming. Come on, Joe Frazier. And that's how Muhammad Ali found his behind on the canvas, because he didn't expect to get hit with the left hook. And DeLon, sometimes we say too much at the wrong time. And I noticed that when we try to get a point across, we give too much information. We say too much. And I really love the wisdom of Ehud in the book of Genesis, in the book of Judges, chapter 3. And I've been talking more and more about this. And I think the body of Christ needs to sit back and find a better way of operating. We lack strategy. And if we're not loud and crazy, no one wants to hear us. I think the woman of God said it best. Elaine just said it, courtesy in the speech. We don't have no courtesy. It's almost like we don't even want to hear what someone else got to say unless they hear all that we got to say. We don't need to hear what they got to say. And know what else is bad? For someone that want to listen to you express how they feel and you gearing up for the answer and haven't even given attention to what the person just said, which means you wasn't listening in the first place. And so you are truly ahead of your whatever. Everything you've been saying has come to pass exactly the way you said it. God bless you, DeLon. And guess what? DeLon, I wouldn't be here where I'm at today if it wasn't for you and Donald Whitaker. I'm always calling y'all out. If it wasn't for you and Donald, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. And so I like to give honor to doorways. I give honor to people who connect to me. I give honor to people who help me. If you can't give honor to people who help you, let me tell you something. You're not going anyplace. You're full of pride and you're arrogant. And if you think you did it by yourself, you're a nut. There are other people who've opened doors for you. And what we give the devil is too much credit. That's good, Elaine. And so, I want you to go back to Judges chapter 3, and I'm going to go right to the scene where Ehud is putting the dagger inside of the stomach of Eglon the king, okay? And there were three devils that got together to put God to put God's people in slavery, the Moab and the Moabites and the Ammonites and the Amalekites. All three got together to put God's people in bondage, because God allowed his people to go into slavery because they was disobedient. They was practicing the culture and practicing the worship habits of the nations around them. Instead of them influencing the nations around them, they took on the culture of the nations. Sounds familiar? Sound like the American church. You know, we can't stand on no principles. We act like we punk to talk about traditional marriage. We punk to talk about issues. We punk to say what's wrong or what's right, because we might lose a channel, lose some friends, lose some engagement, lose our little grant money. You'd be amazed how some of the silence of the church is based on fear. But there is some silence that's wise. So you got to discern what silence is the right type of silence. The silence that Ehud uses in this story is amazing. Because when you look at this, and I got the Remix Bible, that I don't have the Hebrew Greek Exegesis Bible, so this is like a ready read Bible, and it's really paraphrased, and the author is trying to give it to you so you can understand that pride blocks God. So how can a door open? That's right, Elaine. So here it is. It says he presented the tribute to Eglon. This is chapter 3, verses 15 through 19, the Remix Bible. He presented the tribute or the money or the gift to Eglon, but check this out. Eglon was a grossly fat man. After Ehud finished presenting the tribute, he went a little way with the men who had carried it. But when he got as far as the stone images near Gilgal, he went back and said, "I have a private message for you, O king." The king told his servants, or told his security force, step outside. So this is really amazing, right? Because when you look at the story, when you really study this is really amazing. Eglon was in a plush New York apartment worth probably $5-10 million in today's money. And any you can ask for, he had it because he had the power of money, because he was living off of the slavery of God's people. But the time came for judgment. So God had raised up a leader named Ehud based on the intercession of God's people. Keep in mind, when you go to praying, God go to getting pregnant. Let me say it again. When you go to praying, God started having babies. Every child that is born is an answer to a prayer. Write that down, please. Every child that is born is an answer to a prayer. And I know y'all can't go that deep. Some of you can't go that deep. I don't think any child comes through the portal of a woman unless someone prayed and drew them here. That's why I'm a dead opponent against abortion. Hate it. Whether I did it or not doesn't matter, because it is the murdering of God's purposes. All right. Don't get mad. But here is something. When they cried out to God, the Bible says God raised up a warrior named Ehud. And Ehud comes as a smooth warrior. He's supposed to use his right hand to fight, but due to supposedly a handicap, or he was ambidextrous, that's how you say the term, he used both hands, or he used his left hand versus his right hand. So probably King Eglon didn't expect this man with a handicap to be the one to take him out. Now, Pastor Sharon and Shannon, the Bible says he had an 18-inch dagger or a two-edged sword, familiar, word of God, and he hid it on his right thigh. In the New Testament or in the Book of Psalms, we hide the word in our heart that we might not sin against God. So there is a word we hide in our hearts. Then there's a time the word is to be brought out and accurately applied to a situation. When David threw the rock, the word was the rock. Where does it hit the devil at? In the head. Quarters. Ehud take out the 18-inch dagger. Where's he plow the word? In the stomach area. See, notice how the enemy hit you in different, you hit the enemy in different places. King Ahab was shot by an arrow. Didn't have his name on it. It wasn't sent for him, but it went for him. Okay. And the arrow caught him between the armor and came through his heart. So you got three different weapons that hit the devil in three different ways. One in the head, one in the heart, and one in the stomach. All right? And think about this. The arrow and the dagger got to be sharp at the edge. Because if it's dull, it won't penetrate the flesh. And that's why the Bible says when iron sharpens iron, it is a key of wisdom. Which means if you can't get along with other people, you can't hold professional conversations, you can't sit down with a $1 million businessman, you can't sit with someone who's a famous doctor, you can't sit down and become a student and learn from someone in front of you in ministry that you think you already know it all, you're going to have a dull edge on your sword or a dull edge on your arrow. But if you stay sharp and humble and teachable, God will keep the point of your arrow sharp and keep the edge of your sword sharp or your dagger sharp. So when it's time for you to penetrate your enemy spiritually, you'll get through accurately. I realize a lot of folks are hooping and hollering, making a lot of noise and throwing oil at people, but their edge of their sword is dull. Shooting arrows, not penetrating because the point is dull. Your methodology is dull. You got the same message, dull. You got the same scream message. You got the same cast out the devil, throw oil at people. That's the same dull message. God wants to sharpen you. He wants you to read, open the spirit right up, show what's going on with someone's life, step into their personal life, read their mail, able to say it in love, create a relationship so you can get close enough to Eglon so that you can apply the word in the proper fashion. You know, I remember a while ago, I was ministering to a family whose child was sick, and the person told me that the child was sick. But when I first met him, he didn't tell me his child was sick, but due to the level of relationship, And as I silently protected our relationship behind closed doors, he opened me up to his personal space, all places of conviction, head, heart, and groin. Oh, that's Teach Elaine Hopkins. Thank you, Jesus. And so the amazing thing is that God wants us to learn some things from Ehud, because Ehud teaches us that everything is not loud. Everything is not, look what I'm doing. Imagine him going to King Eglon and saying this, because church folks would have did this. By the way, I want to talk to you one-on-one. You know, I got this sword hidden under my clothes, and when the time is right, could you please stand up so I can stab you? You know, and you imagine that someone would actually tell folk all the information. But you know, people do that. They'll go on Facebook and tell people everything they're doing moment after moment. I said, oh my God, that's too much information. Could y'all please stop talking about me? Don't say this about me. Could y'all stop talking about me? Say this about me. Man, it's too much information. Why would you tell your enemy what they're doing to bother you? They just keep doing it. They just keep doing it. You have to ignore a devil and don't let folk bring you information from a devil. I got folk that pass them like, somebody told me, go that way. Go over to talk to someone else. Don't tell me what someone told me. In fact, how can they tell you if you didn't shut them down in the first place? So I don't listen to a whole lot of garbage people say. Go to the left and right. Talk to someone else. Because I realized that Ehuds are smart. They understand the policymakers at the table. They understand the people that own the company, that own the studio, that own the NBA teams, who own the buildings. When you start to find out who owns what, you keep your mouth shut. When you're out in the street and you're saying things about people and calling folks names and throwing folks under the bus, you don't know that people write down mental notes and they write stuff down on you. So when a situation dies out, they remember what you did. And then later on, you're going to need a job. You're going to need someone to help your child. They're going to say, no, I ain't helping him. No, 5 years ago, they did this, 10 years. And they will cut you off. I'm trying to tell you, man, people don't tell you what they're thinking. They just do something in their mind first. And years later, they'll pay you back. I'm not saying it's right, but sometimes some folks don't mind you disagreeing with them. What people don't like is a spirit of disrespect. And when you disrespect individuals, that's where the problem starts. I heard a brother say one time, I don't mind if you don't like me or love me. Just don't disrespect me. Because that is one of the things that really destroys that of a man, is when you try to disrespect his manhood or disrespect who he is. That is the problem. Now, we can disagree on issues. We can see things from two different points of views, but it depends on how you approach me and how you speak to me. And there is when you start talking about what your relationship with your parents. You know, I used to be in the mall sometimes and see some of these kids talk to their parents. Shut up, Mom. Shut up, Mom. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. And this kid, like 7 years old, talked to his mother, 35 years old, with a nasty tongue. Man, I wouldn't have a mouth to even smile if I even looked at my mother that way at 7 years old. My mother, father didn't play no mess. Homie didn't play that. I wish I would just breathe wrong under my father. We had a certain fear of him because, I'm telling you something, Robbie, it was so amazing to me because I thought something, Robert, that's you, right? This is you, right? All right. I just thought it was so amazing that there's such a high level of disrespect is given towards adults now, even with children. I mean, sometimes some of these cafeterias and kids be talking like there's no adults in the room. They're cursing and saying all types of sexual innuendos. I said, do y'all talk that to your mother and your father? And one of the kids said, me and my mother talk that all the time. I said, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I was speechless. I didn't know what to say after that. You curse at your mama. And she cursed back at me. Hello, Tiffany. So Ehud reminds me of someone that is wise. He understands his mission is to take out King Eglon. But I got a sword under my right thigh, under my right side, and it's concealed inside of my clothes. So many of you, we know you got the power of Christ on the inside of you. We know you're born again and saved. We know you got the power of Christ. The problem is you can't get close enough to apply the word because your people skills stink. You don't use the magic words. I know y'all hate the word magic, but let me just use it right now. Like, please, may I, forgive me, can you help me, can I help you? Those words right there will get you into so many doors. I'm telling you, man, it's the loud, braggadocious, think they know it all people that will be caught. People see your loud stuff coming and they start shut you down before you even come. I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm trying to tell you how the game is played. We're going to take a commercial break and come back. I'm going to stay on Mike Live, but we're going to take a commercial break at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. You've been listening to the Mike Radio Show.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, to the program, DDVRadio.com.
All right, we're back at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. I've been talking about the wisdom of Ehud. And those of you who want more about this, I teach this intensely at the SITU course bachelor's level. You need to get a hold of this. You can't join my class now because it's too late in the semester, but you can watch the classes and get some stuff out of it. So when I start the new class, you'll be well ahead, everybody. Elaine said, humble spirit brings the power of victory, and your sword Bible will be welcome. You won't have to hide it under your thigh. Go ahead, Elaine. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, when the king, Eglon, told his security firm to step outside the room. The Bible says in the Remix Bible in verse 20, Ehud approached him, and the king was now quite alone in his cool rooftop room or apartment. And then Ehud said, I have a word of God for you. And Eglon stood up from his throne. Now watch this. He stood up from his throne. Now keep in mind, Eglon is a heavy, fat man. Okay, hello, Edward Porter. God bless you. And for him to stand up, which means that he's really given honor. And there's two perspectives from this, depending on what biblical scholar you listen to. One believes that Eglon was so infused with homosexuality, he thought it was going to be a sexual act, number one. Here's another perspective. Eglon realized that this was the guy that kept bringing him money, who bought the tribute. So due to the giving, the relationship was built, and he kind of trusted Ehud. But the Ehud he about to run into right now is not the same old Ehud, because this day is the day of judgment. Everything else was building up the relationship so that I can apply the word to your spirit. Keep this in mind. I say this all the time, and all of my students know this. All my members know this. The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. So when you study Old Testament, it is only a piece of the puzzle pointing you to the New Testament. When you study the New Testament, sometimes you got to read the Old Testament to get the fullness of the New Testament. When you put the Old and New Testament together under the submission and obedience to Christ as your spiritual husband, you're going to be a very wise operator. It'll be a smooth operator, right? Remember, but church folk rough, screaming scriptures, throwing oil at people, don't know when to do when you need to do it. And everybody is not religious, and everybody don't believe in the same Christ you believe, but everybody does believe in the spirit of respect and honor. And you got to always check out the atmosphere you're at when you're trying to be so spiritual. See, there are places I go preach, and you'll get the 100% Michael McDuffie, the prophet, the crazy guy, grab the towel, the oil, start laying hands, blowing at people, folks you fall over for like potato stacks. But guess what? There are times you're in a room with millionaires and doctors and lawyers, and they don't understand all that spiritual spooky stuff. So you got to deduce yourself all the way down, get rid of all the religious stupid stuff, and just talk plain words to people. You gotta say stuff like this: you know what, man, you are an awesome brother. You know, you got a gift on you. Boy, I don't know where that power came from, man, but when you speak, you got a lot of authenticity. And that guy be saying, yeah, man, thank you, brother. He's saying, where you from? I said, I'm from Patterson. What do you do? I said, well, I'm a pastor. He said, you're a pastor? I said, yeah. He said, wow. I believe in faith too. I said, well, God bless you, man. And doctor, can I pray with you? He said, yeah, come on. Now, see how I did all that to get to that one thing? I was doing the Ehud principle. Everything wasn't scary. Everything wasn't going to hell with gasoline draws on. You know, I didn't scare him. I just kind of built the friendship, the relationship. This is what Ehud does with King Eglon. There was a relationship that was established. And due to the prior relationship, the king trusted Ehud, never knowing that Ehud had a daggone gun Uzi under his leg. Now, New Testament, I mean, today's society used guns. Back then they used knives. Same thing as a weapon. So when the king stood up, the Bible says that Ehud reached with his left hand and took the sword from his right thigh and plunged it into the king's big belly. Not only the blade, but also the back of the blade, or the shaft, went in also. And the fat closed it over it so he couldn't pull it out. So the king could not pull it out. He shoved it so deep in. Let me give the prophetic word to this, Elaine and Edward Porter. When you're dealing with pride and arrogance, you deal with people that think they know they don't know. Whenever they give you the opportunity to speak God's word, just shove that word in that spirit. Just speak it. You ain't got to argue. Don't go back and forth. Just say what God tell you to say and then let it go. It's the same way of shoving the whole sword or dagger right into someone's spirit. And they're going to try to walk away from you and act like they didn't hear it. They're going to try to act like what you said wasn't true. But at night, they're going to try to pull that sword out. They're going to dream about your face. When the enemy comes against you and you start praying for them, God will take your face and put it in the enemy's dream, and God will torment them. See, I'm telling you, there's a God that will fight for you while your enemy's asleep. See, God knows how to mess with your enemies while they're on their bed. Oh, my God. Woo, Jesus. Man, I tell you, Ehud is smart and smooth. And one of the things I'm praying for my M318 sons and daughters and many of people who I train and equip, I'm teaching them to listen more and speak less. Watch and observe a devil, just don't become one. The Bible says, be wise as a snake or serpent. Just don't become one. Wise means to study, observe, but don't become like them. So sometimes God will sit you under someone, let you watch someone, and then God said, you see all that they did? He said, don't do it. Or he said, you see, they did A, B, C. Well, you do D, E, and F. See, so everybody you're under, everybody you're serving, doesn't mean you have to do exactly what they do. They're there so you learn what happens to them when they keep doing wrong, so you can learn something. This is very key. That's right, McCole. I'm trying to tell you. So David learned a lot by King Saul. He learned that I'm going to repent quick, because when King Saul never repented, he ended up dying early and never really fulfilled his role as the king of Israel. But when David repented, he was restored, man. This guy was a man after God's heart. And when Jesus came, he was called the son of David, not the grandson of Saul, right? So I'm showing you something. So watch this. This is some good stuff here. I'm talking about the wisdom of Ehud, okay? And the Bible here says, with the left hand, he took the sword from his right thigh or the right side and plunged it into the king's big belly. All right, two eyes and one mouth for a reason. Go ahead, Bridget Martin. You got that right. Are you the Martin family? Linda Martin family? Bridget Martin, is the Martin family? I wonder, are you related to Linda Martin and the Martins? Because I grew up with them. Plunged it into the king's big belly. Notice where the knife, what do you know about me? My God. Watch this. The sword went into the belly of the enemy, which means the protruding belly of the enemy was very noticeable to Ehud. Here is why we need the gifts of the Spirit, Elaine and Bridget and Tiffany. God wants to open our eyes so that when we begin to minister the spiritual things of Christ, we can accurately say the right thing at the right time. Nothing is worse than saying something that's spiritual, but it's quite dumb to be said. Nothing is worse than trying to show folks you know a whole lot of scriptures. You ever see me folks who try to quote scriptures all the time? Psalms 23 says this. Psalms 24 says this. John 3 says this. Matthew 6 says this. These folks don't care about what titles you're saying, man. They want lives touched. They just want to be able to know you care about them and can you pray for them? Oh, my God. I meet some of these deep spiritual people, they drowning. I'll be looking at folks like, oh, I'll be like, y'all going to the other side of the room. God, you're too deep for me. You're too spiritual because you make no sense. What does it mean to know all them scriptures and your brother and sister is hurting? Sometimes it's not the quoting of scripture. Sometimes it's not the pulling out of the sword. Sometimes it's a hug. It's a kiss. It's a pound. You want my heart, man? Come and just give me a hug, man. I'm going to encourage you today, you know? This is what we need in this hour. My God, we need some wise Ehud warriors. And my thing is this. How did Ehud get the accessible card to come up in the brother's plush penthouse? Where'd that come from? No one invited me to a penthouse lately. How we get into the penthouse? Because of relationship. My God, Bridget, force feed. My God, Lord have mercy. Bridget, are you related to the Martins? Please tell me. Linda Martin. Who is Linda Martin to you? The Martins. Amen. And so, Tiffany, this guy, when that word got shoved into his stomach, he was trying to pull, I know, President CBJ. They was trying to pull the sword out. He couldn't get out because he shoved it so deep in. But look how this brother, this James Bond brother operate. The fat closed in over it so he couldn't pull it out. Ehud slipped out by the way of the porch and shut and locked the doors of the rooftop room behind him. Then it was gone. He climbed down like James Bond, man, 007. When the servants came, they saw with surprise that the doors of the rooftop were locked. They said he's probably relieving himself in the bathroom or the restroom. I got it, Reverend Marcus, restroom. And the reason why I believe they waited because the brother's guts and stomach is on the floor. So that scent, that aroma seeps through the doorway and they steady sniffing. Yeah, he doing number two. And they looking at they Jerusalem watches, and they looking, oh, well, let's just wait. And while they're waiting, my boy Ehud done ran and start gathering up and mobilizing the troops, because he was the key force to take out the head principality. Nothing is worse than church folks going out casting out demons and never take out the prince. And if the prince is still in power, the demons ain't going no place. That's why the Israelite armies did never move till David took out Goliath. Goliath with the head prince, and once the headquarters is knocked out and the lights are knocked out, then the demons run. Then the Israelite army ran after them, but they wouldn't move until David moved. When I move, you move, just like that. Now, it's amazing how folks don't move, because we have a lot of people who don't have the wisdom of Ehud, because you talk too much. Shut your mouth. You talk too much. You tell too much. Leave something for people to guess. Leave a little bit. That's why sometimes when certain people wear certain outfits, you can see everything. I'm talking about everything. You leave nothing to guess. Everything is seen. Everything. What's left? What's the guess? Concealment is powerful. If you know how to use it, concealment is powerful. Ehud concealed that 18-inch dagger until it was a proper time to shove that word into the stomach. Watch this. It says he's probably relieving himself in the restroom. They waited, and then they worried. No one was coming out of those locked doors. Finally, they got a key and unlocked them. There was their master falling on the floor, dead. While they were standing around wondering what to do, Ehud was long gone. He had passed the stone images, escaped to Seirah. When he got there, he sounded the trumpet on Mount Ephraim. The people of Israel came down from the hills and joined him. He took his place as their head. He said, "Follow me, for God has given your enemies, yes, Moab, to you." They went down after him and secured the fords of the Jordan against the Moabites. They let no one cross over. Now, you know how they got there to block off the entrance? Because while the security force was thinking the king was using the bathroom, you doing number two, he had enough time to round up the forces to block off the enemy. See, sometimes when God delays something, he's setting some up. I'm going to say it again. While God is delaying certain things, he's aligning other things. So don't get mad when something isn't moving as fast as folk like for you to move, or you're not moving as fast as this person move. Because sometimes God will slow a thing down to catch another thing up. God doesn't reveal all, only what we can handle or prepare for. Thank you, Bridget Martin. So smart. Hello, Pamela Mix Allen. And so I've learned in this 39th year of ministry that when you pray and stuff to move as fast as you like it, relax, chill, rest. Because that means that God is working something else together that's for your greater good. So while that delay is taking place, my boy Ehud then became the new general of the Israelite army. And he said, now's the time to overthrow Moab, because they don't even see us coming. He moved so fast, the armies got in place. He stopped the enemy before the enemy could get in place. And it says this in the verse 29 of chapter 3 of Judges. At that time, they struck down about 10,000 Moabites, all of them well-fed and robust. I tell you, they were living off them daggone coconuts, boy. And them coconuts made them a strong army. Let me give you a word today, Bridget and Pam and Crystal. Go to the store and start buying organic coconuts, oil. Eat it, put it on your skin, put it on your hair, put it on your face, and make it a vitamin treat for your children. Because there's something about some serious coconuts, because that daggone coconuts may kind of help you. And I'm telling you, we can't wait like the government shut down. Amen, Elaine. At that time, they struck down about 10,000 Moabites, all of them well-fed and robust. Not one escaped. That day, Moab was subdued under the hand of Israel, and the land was quiet for 80 years. Now, let me just say this. I'm going to stop right there. Hear me closely. Some of you Rapture 5 folk who always think that the world getting worse until Christ comes later. I don't agree with that teaching, because it makes us lazy. This guy named Ehud was smart enough to establish a relationship with a leader called Moab, a leader called Eglon, who ran the Moabites. And the Moabites and two other demonical forces had God's people in bondage until Ehud said, "I am going to take this guy out." but I'm not going to take it out as loud as everybody else is. I am going to take him out because God was preparing me for this day. That's good, Tiffany. God is preparing us for what he has for us. Teach, Tiffany. And deep thing is that God had already told Ehud, you're going to take this guy out, but you got to establish relationship. You got to get behind the door and create connectivity. Everything can't be loud from the outside. Someone got to be the in-house prophet as the out-house prophet. Don't assume that someone's quietness is a weakness. It might be the most powerful thing in the world. And don't always feel because you're not called in the meeting that you're not represented. Because the body of Christ thinks too personally and thinks too individually. Because if I go someplace, I represent the body of Christ. So if I'm there, it's like you're there. So if you're there, I'm there. Why do we feel that we got to be at every single meeting? I had someone else complain that I wasn't invited. So I'm not invited to a lot of stuff. I'm overlooked a lot of time. 38 years, I can give you a lot of stuff I was invited to, and you was invited. And you was there. So now when I'm invited, you not there, you mad? You mad? Oh, please, go someplace. Sit down someplace. We don't understand the wisdom of God. We have to understand that there's a wisdom. Ehud became the leader. Watch this. Overthrew 14 years of slavery, and it turned to 80 years of peace. Listen to me. Watch me, President Crystal, Tiffany, Elaine, Bridget. If I was talking to church folk and I told them that I got a plan to make sure our next 80 years will be prosperous, folks would say, you're lying. Because here come the beast. Here come the false prophet. Here come the 666. Here comes the Pope, who's the head of the Catholic Church. You know he's the devil. You know the president the devil. You know that guy's the devil. Are we going to lose? We're going to lose. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my. Oh, my God. What Bible are we reading? This guy gave Israel 80 years of peace. 80 years. I don't mind a breakthrough tomorrow to give me 80 years of peace. I've been ungone from here. And I pass it on to my daughter, my son, and then pass it on for my grandson, granddaughter. I don't mind 80 years. If Ehud could use the sword the right way and get 80 years of prosperity, why can't I use the word of God and get 160 years of prosperity? Why? Why can't I? Don't be quoting me about the 666 and the rapture is getting worse. Don't quote that to me. Not when Ehud used the sword wisely. And he knew how to meet the millionaire and the billionaire on his court. Listen, I'm looking forward to a time where I will be invited to meetings where folks will not be invited to. And guess what is already happening? I like it when someone says, McDuffie, could you come talk to me? And I go talk and no one knows I went and met with anybody because it's none of your daggone business. And I don't have to call you on the phone to let you know what I'm doing. You never call me on the phone and let me know what you're doing. Ridiculous. So, when you establish that type of mentality, it opens doors for you. Now, what folks know, and most folks already know, that I'm a pastor and I'm a preacher and I'm also a prophet. And when the time is right, I will step into their spirit realm and I'll read them like a book and God will show me stuff. But you know what's so deep? I know when the time is right to take out the sword and when to take out the word or when to be spiritual. And there's sometimes when I conversate with people, I don't mention the Bible at all. I don't say, I'm a Christian. I love Jesus. I don't do that. I just let my light shine. Light don't talk. It just shines. Salt don't talk. It just sprinkles and alters the flavor of a food. Why are we always screaming and shouting, making it? Sometimes, man, just be. Sometimes when folk going through, Elaine, you don't have to have the answer. Just sit with them. Folk be crying. Just sit there and look at them. Just hug them. That's it. Let them get it out. Make sure they're safe. Make sure they're protected. But then let them get it out. Let them throw it up. Let's let them get it out. And then when you finish, pray for them and just go about your business. Because there's some stuff you're not going to have answers to. And don't feel you got to be God to answer everybody's questions. Because there's a something called not knowing the answer that creates an appetite to seek the face of God. Because our curiosity pushes us to chase after God. If you had all the answers, you wouldn't need God. And God knows that people don't do anything until they're pressured or until they have questions that's not answered or their curiosity is so stirred, they got to find the answer to a situation. And God knows how to move you. And so I love Ehud because he's my type of warrior because I believe because he knew how to use the word of God wisely, he knew how to create relationship, he knew how to be quiet, he knew when to speak, and he also knew when to go into action. Notice when he stabs this guy, when he by himself, He don't stab him in front of everybody. So that's a dumb thing. And sometimes you can't prophesy to a being or a meeting in front of 50,000 people. Sometimes you got to gain the trust to get behind the closed doors and prophesy to him when there's a small amount of people, or you're in a room and no one knows you're in the room. See, and this is where the church needs wisdom, or they need my course, SITU, or they need me as a teacher. And I'm telling you right now, and I'm telling you like right now, that the type of training and equipping you get will determine how you use your sword. You know, I use this example over and over. You know, it's funny. I was at Dunkin' Donuts the other day, and one of the cops came in to order some donuts. And I noticed on his right side was a gun. But the gun is not in his hand. The gun is in the gun holder. So the gun is at rest. All right. Now, I thought about this. Suppose the cop came into Dunkin' Donuts and had the gun in his right hand, and he's just talking it with his hand. So, by the way, give me a couple of frosted donuts and give me a large culata. And someone behind the counter be like, oh, why you got the gun in your hand? Put that gun away. Put that gun away. Why are you upset? It's my gun. I know it's your gun, but why is it out? Because in the mind of the person, the gun is only taken out when you plan to use it to shoot, to kill, or to protect someone or take someone out. Why is it that church folks always got scriptures out all the time? Why are you always carrying on that big, giant 16-foot Bible? Why are you so obvious that you got to show everybody you're so deep and spiritual? The sword represents, they call it the sword of the spirit. It means a word that's taken out at the right time. See, God don't mind you quoting scriptures or preaching, but who you're preaching to. And whoever you're preaching to, where you at when you're preaching to them. What's going on when you're preaching to the person which you're supposed to be preaching to them. See, all this stuff deals with accuracy, and it deals with proper applicating. And the problem is we don't know how to apply it. That's why sometimes people call Christians kooks and nuts. And don't say you're Pentecostal. Don't say you speak in tongues, but they'll put you in a category and think you're a nut. You know, I tell you, I was with someone a few years ago, and I was talking to them. They said, I can't stand them. They said, I can't stand them Christians. They make me sick. All right, 1 minute. I said, yeah, I can't stand them either. Not knowing I was one, too. I said, I don't call myself a Christian. I'm a son of God. He said, what does that mean? I said, I'm connected to God through Christ Jesus. He said, tell me more about it. And I began to unfold and minister to him because I knew how to apply the word wisely. Hey, listen, I've given you today what God gave me. Go to my Cash App and sow a seed today. Many of you watching me today, Tiffany, Elaine, McCole, all of you, I'll actually go and sow an offering into my ministry today. Crystal will post it. Anyone that sow a seed today, I'm going to pray over you later on and say thank you. I won't say your whole name, but I'll write your initials down and pray and prophesy over you because you sow ministry seed into our ministry. Nothing is free. Everything you sow, help us to teach the gospel to the poor, poor in spirit, poor in mind, poor in spirit. We need your support. This Sunday morning, I'll be on preaching this morning. It's supposed to be a snowstorm, so I'll be on the air teaching and preaching the word of God Sunday around probably 10 o'clock a.m. to 11 o'clock. Let's tune in. Let's get our tithes and offer. Let's believe God. Lord God, we thank you that everyone that watched me today will have a spirit of a wisdom of Ehud, knowing when to be quiet, hide that word in our heart, that we might not sin against God. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a service, certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.